Mother's Day just around the corner. Call Kuhn Flowers and send mom a beautiful floral arrangement. She'll love it and she'll love you. This is Dan Hicken, and Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. It's what is tonight? Wednesday? Is it Wednesday? Today Wednesday?
Yes.
Am I the only one that has a hard time remembering the days of the week? Is it just me? It's Mother's Day. I know that coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Make sure you remember that.
Yeah, we got that. So the way I see it, you probably got a mother that fits into one categories, one of the two categories. One, you can go to ABC and get her something. Or two, you can go to ThinMD and get her something. Or I guess there's a third one. You can go to both and get her a Mother's Day gift. Just go to ABC and go to ThinMD. Who cares if it's for your mom? Just do it for us. That works. I was talking to Rick before. I was talking about this whole quarterback thing. There's an interesting thing before I get to that going on in Dallas right now. Is, and I didn't realize it till I was reading about this. We talked last year here in Jacksonville about the Jags going to have a problem because they got to re-sign all these guys. Right? Like they got Jalen and Ngakoue, and last year we threw Miles in there. And who else did we throw? I mean, we threw somebody else in there, maybe. Fournette. So you got to plan for all this stuff. And now we don't talk about that as much anymore because basically now it's pay Ngakoue and pay Jalen. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys legit have this issue. Like, legitimately have this issue. Today, Executive Vice President Stephen Jones said the team is off and running in contract talks with quarterback Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. And he also mentioned the desire to sign Ezekiel Elliott to an extension.
You signed Zeke to an extension?
They want to.
Oh, okay.
Now, remember, they just re-signed DeMarcus Lawrence to a five-year, $105 million deal.
Man. Well, where's the money coming from?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So, wasn't Jerry Jones. It was still Stephen Jones. Goes on to say.
The purse handler.
Yeah. Goes on to say, as I told DeMarcus Lawrence, and I'll tell all three of these guys, I'd love for you to max out and give you exactly what you want because y'all all have worked hard and you all deserve a big contract. But if we want to put together the type of team we want to have with the Cowboys, probably not going to happen. He says, it's not their job. That's not their job to manage the cap. I understand that. It's my job and owner Jerry Jones' job. So they will understand why we're negotiating hard to make the very best deal we can. Because the money, if we can talk them into not maxing out, doing well but not max, then it allows us to have other good football players around them. So reading this, it just got me thinking, like, honesty in that type of situation probably is the best policy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a player, if you're one of those guys and your GM goes to you and your agent, and there's a legitimate, like, they're already on the team. They're not talking about building a team. They're already there. And he says, look, James, bro, I know you want your cash. But we got JJ over here balling out. And we got Matt over here balling out. And Rick, we just signed to 105 mil. And we're trying to win football games. This is why this negotiation is going to be hard. I want you to get paid. But we got to pay them too. What do you say? Assuming you like JJ and Matt and Rick in my scenario, assuming you think they are productive members of the team, as all these guys are.
I'm going to weigh my options. And I'm going to look at what I want to do. Do I want to win championships or do I want to get paid? Now, you know, it's business. And if everybody else got max deals and, you know, you're telling me that my position isn't as, you know, not isn't as valuable, but just isn't max dealable. And let's say the Saints or another place wants to give me max money, I'd be foolish to not entertain it.
Okay. But when we say max money, that's different than the NBA. That's a moving target in the NFL.
Like, I mean, I would
Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, and Ezekiel Elliott are going to get another deal after this one as long as they're healthy.
I think Mac's deal is more so like what did Dak get? $30 million a year?
He ain't got it yet.
But that's the rumor, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm here, that would make him the highest paid QB.
I don't think he's going to be higher paid than Carlton Banks.
Okay, I don't remember what Carlton's is, but okay, let's say your top three.
Didn't
QB.
Russell get like 35, and then go?
I don't
all base on us and the.
Yeah, we got the deal done. We got it done, honey. They've raised up so much. Like after what happened the other day, they're so much higher.
Yeah, there it is.
On my relationship list, I have so much more respect for Russ now.
Okay, so next year Russ is actually making 35.
Yeah.
Okay. So top three.
He would be number 1, 2, 3. He would be fifth.
Russ. Oh, that's what Dak would be
if he made 30.
Okay. Well,
Behind who?
Behind, obviously, Russ. We just said Big Ben, who also has a new deal.
That's short term, but go ahead.
Rodgers and Matt Ryan.
All better than Dak.
Uh-huh.
But then you see some of the ones right below him. Kirk Cousins, Garoppolo, Stafford, Carr.
All guys with great agents.
You better believe it.
Well, what I would say is this. Like, I would say, you know, if everybody else is getting top five money and you're telling me you need me to take top 10, it doesn't necessarily need to be, like, I don't need to make what Dak makes. Like, if I'm a running back, like, Zeke doesn't need to make what, like, running backs ain't getting paid.
You're talking about positionally.
Yeah, but if positionally you're not putting me in top five.
So Dak should be somewhere in the top 8 to 9 contract. He's a top 12 quarterback.
They're projecting him right now. Projecting,
but follow me here. So if we're going to use that, so that's somewhere in my mind where Dak should fall. Amari Cooper should be top 7.
You think he's the top 7 receiver?
Yeah, because of the year he had last year and his age. And Zeke should be 1. Is Zeke the best running back in the NFL right now?
I'd say he's definitely top 3.
Yeah, So, I mean, as long as it falls within those, I'm with you. But let me rephrase it a different way. Let's say you're not Dak because nobody knows how these quarterback contracts work. Let's say you're Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And you got there, they revived your career, and now it's time to get paid. If you had stayed in Oakland, you would have gotten half what you're about to
get. Yeah, that's not how they negotiate, and that's not how.
No, I know, but follow me here. So you go to Amari Cooper and you say, Amari, we're going to pay you, and I'm just pulling these numbers out. We're going to pay you $16 million a year. Now, you could go somewhere else and probably get 17 and a half. But we've got to re-sign Dak. We've got to get Zeke. And we just re-signed DeMarcus. Now, Amari, you can go somewhere else, but you don't have Dak and Zeke.
There's a lot. The one thing I would like owners, and I don't know the legality and all, a lot of it would just have to be like a handshake deal for the most part. Obviously, you can't put it in the contract. But, guys, we're going to do this, but we're going to – listen, this is who I deal with that gets me makes me my real money off the field.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
And if you told me that, then I would be – willing to do a Golden State, what the guys did with Golden State. They could have all got more money other places, but they made sure that they were mixing and mingling with the tech guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so like if Jerry was like –
which can go wrong, by the way.
Go way wrong, but it's a risk.
Right.
It could go way a lot better. Like,
yeah, you could be a billionaire.
What was it? Was it Ike Taylor? That Lonnie Marsh was telling me about, when Lonnie had opportunities, they all had opportunities to invest in Facebook, but they didn't know who the guy was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put $50,000 down, and then next thing you know, that $50,000 turned to $50 million.
Yeah.
So that you can't.
I agree with you.
Beat those opportunities.
I think that's the next step that the league has to take is if you want to be a hands on owner,
it would do because these guys already have. They already have essentially generational wealth, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of the guys. But you could really show, man.
All the guys we're talking about.
Yeah. But not even like our owner. He's very entrepreneurial. They used to have that one spark or whatever. Yeah, one spark or, stuff like that. Make sure that these guys are sitting in and him giving his how he built and where he does stuff. They can make other people more money, which makes you more attractive in the offseason and in a lot of these other things. So we talk about it all the time. We joked with some of the guys a couple years ago about how I wasn't here. You were here when it was popping. I see how people still treat the Jaguars from back in the day. Mm-hmm. The guys who went on the playoff runs, they treat them like rock stars. When I see Big John at Aromas, Big John is treated like a king.
Mm-hmm.
Big John ain't did nothing for decades.
Mm-hmm.
they know players who played only one season here with the Jags. The Jags with the I don't think they do the ambassador thing anymore. But what they did with the ambassador program, with some of the other stuff, like, you know, I was telling, they were like, there's no money off the field, and I'm like, that's just a lie. There's plenty of money that you can make off the field. You just have to be willing to go and show yourself, and you got to win.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's the only way that I would do it. But the NFL stands for not for long, and you can try to bank and bet on yourself, you know, in the next 4 years that you'll get another contract. But you can also do what Malik did. Malik came here, signed his big deal, got all of his guaranteed money, knowing that he's going to probably get – he knows that he'll fall – knowing that he will fall somewhere else to get another contract where he'll get a decent amount of guaranteed money.
Yeah, I think that really – yeah, it depends on who you are. Like, I am – more of like a quality of life, I want to settle down type of dude. I've always been that way. But there are some guys that like, oh, cool. Yeah, if I go play in four cities, yeah. I play in four cities.
The unfortunate part for the most, for most people, that's not going to happen in it. Because what will happen in 2 years if the Cowboys get presented with the right deal, they'll trade either one of any of these guys if they feel like it's going to make them better.
Oh, no, that's a given. No, I understand. I'm just saying what you can control.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so when I think about like, nah, you gonna, let's get this bread. Or – max out the, give me the entire thing guaranteed.
See, I'll take
15 over the 18 that I can get somewhere else. If you're telling me that everything is guaranteed,
yeah, I don't know how that cap works.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's really I think the way negotiations are going.
Yeah, I agree. We said that on Straight Talk No Chaser podcast. We used to do it. Of that's where it's going to head. We said that 2 years ago. Of it's going to head to. We're going to turn it into baseball. And we'll take less money, but it's going to be all guaranteed. I think what we talked about a couple weeks ago, I really think Shad Khan, if he were, because of his upbringing, because he didn't grow up and inherit anything, because he traveled here, because he had to defy odds, but all of those reasons, if Shad Khan would go out during free agency and go, look, we're going to pay you, and we're going to be close to what everybody else pays you, but I am literally going to take you under my wing from a business perspective. I think that means a lot, man. And all these guys to a certain extent. But I think Shad Khan may be more so than just about anybody else. Because his money's not from the Jacks at all. I mean, not even close. Jerry Jones, all from the Cowboys. Now, to give Jerry Jones his props, he's taking the Cowboys from one level to another. He was the ambassador on... I mean, he's the one that came up with the mega stadium. He's the one that now has come up with the mega practice facilities that generate revenue year-round. Like, everybody else has fallen in line with him. So he's done the most with the Cowboys. But if I'm picking somebody that to hear from, and especially if I'm a young black male, I'm going to go to Shad Khan.
Without a doubt. There's a lot of – one, he's, again, minority owner – done very well for himself. The only person who really, not only, I don't want to say this the wrong way, real bootstrap story, like true bootstrap story. I mean, my man was, like, it was temporary before his dorm opened up, but my man literally stayed in YMCA when he first moved over here to inventing something that we all have to use. It's only going to make him more money until he gets rid of it, like, or until he dies, and or until somebody creates technology that's, till cars are no longer important.
He don't need it to make him money anymore.
Right.
But it will.
But I will say this. Almost any NFL owner, especially the new ones. Like, I like the guy in Carolina.
The hedge fund guy?
Well, yeah, I don't really know much about hedge funds, but I know that's supposed to be like a dirty word or something like that. But
no.
For you to have to buy into the NFL, the amount of liquid – like we were talking about 45 and some of the other things, and I was telling somebody like how I gauge how rich you are. He's rich. That's not the end, but like rich. He couldn't buy into the NFL because he didn't have the liquidity to be able to put the cash up front. You can't pull out a loan for the NFL. Like, you got to be able to show that you got real bankroll, like right now in your account to be able to purchase this. So like when I look at Shad Khan, the guy from the Panthers, a lot of these other people, Jerry has the connections, but Jerry's wealth is really all. If the Cowboys, something bad happened to the Cowboys, he would be done, which nothing will. But I would want to be around those guys because, again, there's many opportunities. Now, where Jerry could do is, do the Cowboys have a network? Like the Yankees do?
I don't think so. I don't think the NFL is allowed to.
Well, when I'm thinking, all right, so what I'm thinking about, like in Toronto, all the sports teams, they are all owned by the same owner, if I remember correctly. But they have like a radio network that, like, so if I'm up there that way, I'm like, man, you know what? How can I get into this? Make sure I make my money. Like, help me have a career.
Yeah.
To where when I'm
teach me the app business. Yeah. Teach me the technology. Whatever.
So,
whatever.
So when I'm done, I have an opportunity to still be able to earn a living, even if it's nowhere near what I make now. I don't have to exhaust my resources. I just think that's a cool idea.
699 says they should let players buy into the wrestling promotion he's starting. I don't necessarily agree with that, but something along those
lines.
But
that would be cool. Like, yeah.
Even Lot J, even like some real estate deals. Like I don't know what the rules are behind that in the NFL, so maybe we're talking out of our backside without knowing. But what if Shah Khan could set up and fund like this real high-value real estate investment trust and, hey, you can buy into it.
Kind of like what we talked about, what they did at the draft, how they had the room.
Yeah.
Where they were making deals.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, Lot J is done. It's approved.
Mm-hmm.
Here are all the people who are positioning, who are going to build, do their business. They're looking for angel investors.
Right.
Y'all go meet.
Right. Right.
Give me $15,000. I'll give you 10%. Give me this. Give me that. And then the guys can gauge based upon their feeling of the risk reward because it's their money. Like, they're going to. Like, I've dealt with some of these guys, like, they're financial people, won't give them, they'll give them $100,000 for a high-end car, but they won't give them $100,000 to invest in something that they believe might make them money. But if you could kind of save the risk by being with guys who are really good business people, I think that's a very outside-of-the-box type of thing. And I think that's how you curve strikes. That's how you curve a lot of these other things, by doing – it's essentially the right thing. It's not what you have to do.
Right.
It's just the right thing by your players.
Yep. Hey, let's do this. When we come back, do you want to talk suspensions and graduation issues or no?
We talked about graduation yesterday or 2 days ago, Monday show.
We did?
Yeah, we had the guy who graduated from Florida.
I thought you were talking about something else on Twitter today.
No, suspensions is what I was talking about. That is something else. But graduation issues, I wasn't. You talking about APR?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Some issues with some local schools coming up next.
Now I'm a terrible. You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
He does look thin.
Venom D Med Spa.
Why would you let somebody do that, though? That dude took a full hack at it. Did you see it?
I just saw somebody use it as an opportunity to like, bash.
Slander his name.
Yeah, slander James is the name. I'm like,
would you let somebody do that?
If that was a pro golfer and I felt comfortable, yeah, not really. I mean, unless there's like, I mean, it's all about pub and doing stuff. He must have felt real.
He didn't flinch. I'll give him that. We're talking about Jameis Winston. He let a golfer hit a golf ball off his head. But now he's got a helmet on. But it's like a bike helmet. It's not even like a football helmet. It's like – now, this tee's pretty high, too. So it's not like it's sitting on his head. But you're right. He does look thin, man. Huh.
Bruce Arians, man. Lighting a fire.
That trampoline on the beach?
Yeah.
Getting after it, Jameis Winston is. You've got some Alliance stuff you're going to give us in a little bit? I don't want it now.
Quite possibly the greatest story that comes out of all this Alliance stuff. Not even quite. The best story to come out of the AAF mess I have for you in just a little bit.
Oh, that's fantastic stuff.
30 for 30 is going to be so lit, dude.
I got XFL news, actually, too, that nice. Confuses me. We'll get into it a little bit as well. Let's not – I want to – get to what we were teasing, but before I do that, let's talk about ThinMD. ThinMD Med Spa. Make sure you get by there. Pick up Mom from Mother's Day. Pick something up for her. You're gonna get her something. She's not gonna like it. You're going like 15 years of doing that. So go to thinmdmedspa.com. They've got two locations, one in Mandarin, one out at Jack's Beach. The one at Jack's Beach has a lot more stuff for Mom, though.
Yeah.
So you probably want to make the trek out there. But I'm telling you, they've got everything that you've never thought of to get your mom or your wife or your baby mama or whatever it is. Go to thinmdmedspa.com or call 904-694-0992. While you're there, check out what they do to help you lose weight or just to get healthy. or what they can do for you if you're struggling in the bedroom.
Mm. That's really what you need to get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for not for your mom, but like.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
That would be weird. 8 proven ways to look years younger. Download guide for free. You can go to their website and download that guide if you want to look younger.
You think Steph Curry's mom? Well, the Curry's in general?
I've never seen Steph Curry's
mom.
Oh,
she's beautiful.
She is banging.
Is she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Aisha's so jealous.
Yeah, it's the, what's it called?
Black
Oedipus,
don't crack?
Oedipus complex or something?
Oh, okay. Now, Oedipus complex is when the, I mean, is that what it is?
I have no idea what y'all are even
it's
talking about.
It's something where, like, you always, like, in the back of your mind or something, you're always attracted to your mother somehow. It goes back, like.
No, that's one of them Freud. One of the Freud things is that. I didn't know it was Oedipus.
And then, like, your dad is always jealous of the son for that. It's, yeah, it goes
that's
back.
That's his mom?
Like, yeah, dude. You don't see her in the crowd all the time? Or you don't watch basketball?
I do, but
she's always in the crowd. But don't forget, his dad was an NBA player.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's going to have a beautiful-looking wife.
Mm.
Well, you would hope.
Yeah.
Hmm. How old is she? Sonya Curry?
I'm going to go with 50s.
Sonya Curry. Let's see.
Oh, here it is. Oedipus complex is a term used by Freud, you were right,
52.
In his theory of how psychological stages of development to describe a child's feeling of desire for his or her opposite sex parent. And the jealousy and anger towards
I ain't talking about this crap on our show.
How have you never heard of that, though?
Because I don't want to hear about it.
You need to go back to school, bro.
Jeez. Yeah, she's 52. So what do you have? What's going on with your Twitter, like, musings or teases or whatever it is you're doing?
Well, when I put it out there, I didn't put it out as a tease, per se. Like, you know, not trying to be cryptic like other people. Like I get accused of. I had literally just heard, yo, there's some suspensions coming down the pipeline.
For
the University of Florida.
Well, that's every year.
And I'm like, okay. So I just put suspensions. Then right after that, you know, I started getting some information. They were talking about Steele, Chris Steele and Jaden Hill. So a few of the freshmen who came in. Some of the other guys, obviously we talked about Edwards, who you know, is allegedly hit the young lady on Monday, I believe. That's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then there was some other stuff. But from what I'm understanding, there's about 5 to 7 players who could be either kicked off or suspended for four or more games coming up into the 2019 season. And what I've just been informed is that, and I haven't double-checked or anything, but if you go look at Chris Steele's social media accounts, which is now the new thing to do. He's deleted spring game posts. He's changed his Gator avatar, and he took UF out of his bio.
Chris Steele, the 5-star DB?
You know, the one that you guys took from USC, if I remember correctly. That it was a lot made about this time over the summer last year when USC had the open camp where they invited all the schools that Florida coaches didn't go coach. They just went to go talk to Chris Steele, which, I mean, tremendous talent. I think he would have been good. I don't think any of it really affects. It doesn't affect your key contributors or starters going
this
into
year,
this season, but it does affect next year. And coming off of the most, what I don't want to say hyped. What would be the best? You guys had a really good year, and there's a lot of most exciting year in Florida football probably the last 5 years.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You don't need this when you already have a class that looks like it's losing traction with rumors of guys like Gervin Dexter and some other people that possibly would decommit. It's just a headache for Mullen. And Mullen's done a lot of things right. And he inherited – well, he recruited the 3 of the players that are possibly going to be kicked off. Well, one already has moved on. You know, a couple of the guys that are alleged to be suspended or kicked off, he recruited those guys. But – a lot of the guys he inherited. So it's kind of one of those things where you just feel kind of bad.
I don't feel bad.
Situation. No, I mean, the guys made their decision, but like.
I don't feel bad for Mullen, like, at all. I mean, this, like, here's the thing. If you sign a class of 25,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a minimum of 2 turds. It's 10%.
Fair enough.
2 to 3. I don't care who you are. You can be the greatest judge of character in the history of the world. But if you sign 25, 18, or 19-year-olds, two of them are going to get away from home, and they're going to lose their mind.
Fair enough. But in today's social media blast, in particular the University of Florida, you guys, like, they're going to get – when it gets released, there's going to be a lot of unnecessary heat and a lot of unnecessary stuff that you don't necessarily need. You don't need those headaches. Because of how self-righteous at times, not all, because no fan base is all or nothing. I deal with a lot of Florida fans that are amazing, and I appreciate the support. I wish you guys would at me in public and stop direct messaging me and asking me what the hell is going on in Florida. I am really trying to become a voice. I can't break a story if nobody, if all you do is go behind closed doors. Just ask me in public what happened.
They ain't going to let you be a voice for Florida.
I don't want to be a voice for Florida. I just want to be a voice for this is what's happening. Like, yeah. Like, as one person
without
put,
knowing.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, right?
No.
JJ, you'll get this reference. I'm the three-eyed raven.
Bron, our boy.
Of the Big Three Twitter.
Is that you?
That's me. Bron is the one who sees everything.
Oh.
And, like, can tell this stuff. So, like, they're like, how do you know everything?
But
that's
you
going
can only,
on?
Like, give hints out to what it actually
it
is.
It has to be. It's their choice. The choice is theirs.
Yes.
Well, here's the.
You like, you see, you feel it. Right? You feel me. That was a quote from. I'm a geek.
What? Here's what I've learned about James. If he tells you something's going on in Florida, something's going on in Florida. Because 10 out of 10 times, a dude has told me what's going to happen, and it happened directly. As now, here, let me give you half. Glass half full here.
Okay.
I don't like the 4 games at all. I'm cool with 2. I don't know what they've done. So if they've done something.
You just, like right now, if it's just they smoke pot and they got caught, all right, give them 2 games. Don't give them 4. But if it's the young guys, it's, all they're going to do is redshirt them anyway. So this is just like.
Right. As if they don't leave.
Fair enough.
Because the truth of the matter is Florida opens up with 2 gimmies. I mean, Miami and Tennessee Martin. I'm not worried about either one of those.
You're awful.
All right, now the next week it gets real. Now, I mean, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then you got Towson. But first 2 weeks, I like our preseason schedule. We got to have them back week 3, though. You got to go to Kentucky. And yes, for those that's going to ask, I absolutely believe Kentucky would beat Miami right now. Yes, I do.
Well, Kentucky have a lot coming back?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just going off the strength.
I'm going off who worries me more. I hope it's not 4 games, and I hope there's not something bigger. But here's the thing. This is gonna be more of an issue at colleges because colleges can't let things slide anymore. In this environment, it doesn't matter how much of a player's coach you are, and I think Mullen's kind of in between, but you can't let certain things slide, push it under the rug like you used to.
And you can't even let it – you almost can't even let it have its due process.
You're right.
Which is like what – like when I, which was my thing about – like I don't understand when people get outraged when somebody jumps the gun off of what somebody says. Like we know what the culture is. It happens every day. Like you say something, if a player says something stupid, if a player does this, like we know what goes down. Like so, why it's not an issue. It's part of the sporting world. It's a what do we call it? It's a opportunity or a privilege. A privilege to receive the opportunity to play at a college in general.
Here's the other thing. You can't be out here stomping about the Gator standard and explaining what that is and then let things slide.
Very true.
You can't. There's a reason why there's some coaches that don't go with the morality clause in everything they do because they don't want to have to double back.
Or you just have.
Yes, this was the last time you heard Nick Saban go on a spill about.
Character?
About character.
Not.
I mean, he gives the coaches speak of we want to help these guys become men.
Yeah, Nick Saban. It's always being my boy Juice. Way before we started doing this, we used to. I think damn near going since Saban's been there. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever notice, Saban always signs big classes. Mm-hmm. He's always over the limit. Mm-hmm. But he magically always gets under it.
Right.
Before
right
those
time.
Guys. And it's always somebody just happens, like it's 15 guys happen to get in trouble
DUI,
every year.
Suspended license. Like,
nobody
it
ever
is.
Says he's out of control of his program. Mm-hmm. But it, I just said that's how he makes his cuts. Now, yeah. If you're good and you get a DUI, you're going to figure out how to keep you.
Right.
But it's always the sorry people. Well, but yeah, you're right. The big deals, you got to be able to handle it. And it goes back to like what I said with DeAndre Johnson, young man. Made a mistake. Good young man. Done everything right, essentially, since then.
Still paying for that.
Mistake. Still paying for it. But had he made a play at Florida State, they probably would have let it go through the process. But the fact that he hadn't done anything, like, you got to cut ties.
Back then? Yeah. Now? No.
But like, even now, like, even more. Like, so let's
that's
say.
That's on video? No.
Yeah. But let's say even with.
Tyreek Hill's made a lot of plays. Kareem Hunt's made
but,
a lot
yeah,
of plays.
But, yeah, NFL is, again, another thing where it's a big. Like, Tyreek Hill is still on the Chiefs.
And Kareem Hunt's still on an NFL team.
Yeah, but I understand what you're, but they cut Kareem Hunt. They cut bait with him.
Didn't take very long for him to get on team.
But if Kareem Hunt wasn't under in a very good contract, like
yeah. Super cheap.
Like super cheap. Like if he were like a $3 million a year running back, they might have gave a little bit of pause. They'd have suspended him, but they'd have gave him more.
Tyreek's pause. Not making any money, man.
Tyreek is still on his rookie deal?
Yeah.
But
Tyreek also does.
Tyreek's done making money, bro. I'm telling you, that dude ain't.
Like, right now, he's going to get a discount for the rest of his life.
If he's playing. Yeah, if he's playing. It's going.
But I also think that there's some of this stuff, there is some, like, and they've been overreacting since. I just saw the Brian Banks. Have you seen the trailers for that? Definitely going to watch it, buy it, and make sure my son watches it. People overreact. And that happens more often. Not more often than not. That's a terrible way to say it. But it happens a lot more than what it needs to do. Needs right. to happen, but
it's
I,
a tricky situation.
Yeah,
who is that? Brian Banks.
Who is that? It's a young man who had a really promising prep career. Was accused of sexually assaulting a young lady.
Is that the USC player that ended up doing like a bunch of time?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
They like years down the line, she was like, "Oh yeah, I was lying about all that, dude."
And there's a couple of. There's another one that was in the Atlanta area that was committed to Vanderbilt, I believe, and. Everything
scary.
Lost everything.
Scary.
And, well, the Sean Oatman guy from Baylor.
Yeah, now Sean. Yeah, he's just now, and they never give you the same energy as they did when you were being accosted, but I mean accused or besmirched, as my man Michael Corleone would say. But I do agree. I guess more information will come out, and the craziest thing, like I told you about the other situation, and I told my source. I said, what you don't understand is if he got arrested and there's actually any kind of paper trail, even at the university level, the Freedom of Information Act in the state of Florida will get you exposed.
Talking about Jalen.
Right? Yeah, Jalen. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, Jalen. Yeah, I mean, but like if you – if and once it got – and I'd say once it got to somebody who has more time, who is an investigative journalist, and all they have to do is feel like they can make their name off of this – they will make it harder for you, and it does just – like now when you come in with moms and when you come in with all this other stuff, what is the Gator standard? What does it mean? You have to make decisions.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to make a name anymore. That's the sad thing. They just got to make a mortgage payment. Just get the clicks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I mean, it used to be about names and what you could do to your salary and all that kind of stuff, but now it's just, hey, I get this many clicks. Got the house paid for the next couple months. But while we're still in Florida – let me go ahead and get this out of the way. A home and home with Colorado?
Dude, Scott Strickland looks like a giant.
We might as well have done UCF.
That's what my first thought was. The only difference is if Mel Tucker gets it going, they have a better coach and a better opportunity to get recruits and get it rocking.
Dude, it's 10 years from now. No way that guy's still –
you don't know. Like, do you think? Like, do you think they went into this hoping that Dan Mullen's fired in 5 years?
I don't know why they went into it.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
true that.
I mean,
good question or good answer.
But
it doesn't make any sense.
They
to
probably.
Me.
Like, but my thing is when he made the hype was like you're thinking like, oh, they're playing Ohio. They're going to get.
There's got to be
Texas.
Everybody was saying Texas.
Everybody was Texas. Please let it be Texas. Please. Oh, it's going to be. He put the Indiana Jones gif out there. Like it looked real.
like, oh, man, this is going to be big. He's going to blow college football off. Georgia just announced Oklahoma. Like, thoroughbred programs. Colorado, who hasn't been really, really good. I mean, they've had a 10-win season sprinkled in there every now and then, but they haven't been good since Cordell Stewart.
You know what their stadium seats?
65?
53.
Oh, that's going to be rocking.
Best mascot in college football.
The best thing about that is that you know that the sweet, sweet earthy smells of ganja and all of fruity pebbles.
See, Lauren Brooks made a good point today because Joe was making that same, oh, there's going to be a lot of UF fans that want to make the trip or UF kids that want to make the trip. And she's like, dude, in 10 years, it's going to be legal everywhere.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yes, it will be. But you can't knock places that have a huge head start.
Revolutionaries.
Like, there may be a weed amusement park.
Sure that by then.
Like they're bored. Like they're trying to create new revenue streams because there's so much money out there because of that. I just don't even like a lot of times when you create home and homes, when you have an AD that ADs that have like that operate in a power spot. Like I like with Scott Strickland, big boy at UCF.
I do too. I don't get this at all. Like, there's gotta be another one.
Big boy everybody else.
There's gotta be another one that's about to be announced.
Go out to Cali. Like a place where you want it, where there are recruits there. At least like this will be the first time that some of your guys can actually see you guys in live action. But Colorado?
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's not.
Well, Auburn got Oregon, right?
This year.
Yeah, so I mean like that's cool. Like a Florida Oregon matchup would be dope.
Yeah.
I don't know if 10 years. Well, no, Oregon's been good since I came out of high school. So yeah. Or been a program that's on the rise since then.
Yeah. Hey, let's come back. I want to hear this AAF stuff. And then there's, speaking of weed, there's something I want to get to with XFL as well. There's a lot to get into tonight, too. I saw a ranking of the top 25 quarterbacks heading into the college football season. Did you see this?
Yes, I did. And I think one guy was disrespectful.
Really interesting. Really interesting. We're going to get to that tonight as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
What you got, JJ? Hit us with this Alliance stuff right off.
All right. So the Alliance draft happened, and Marshawn Lynch's cousin, I don't know if you knew this, was the first overall pick. Dang, I forget his name. But anyways, so they invited Marshawn to give like some sort of speech during the event. And he was like, "Yeah, I'll do that for $5,000."
Oh, that's cheap.
They agreed to do it. It was a 2-minute-long speech. Hasn't been released yet. That's not the crazy part. So they gave him a check for $5,000, and he's like, "Nah, I want it all in quarters."
Yes.
Charlie Ebersole reportedly obliged and had 20,000 quarters delivered to Marshawn Lynch's hotel room.
Why?
I don't know. Why would they pay him $5,000 for a speech?
For a 2-minute speech. Like, there's nothing about that story.
They're just throwing money around.
Well, I mean, there's nothing about that story. Like, why would Marshawn want it in quarters?
Dude, it's such a weirdo, bro.
I mean, what?
It was in Vegas. Maybe it was the slots.
Fair
enough. But at the slots nowadays, you don't actually use the quarters, really.
That's, you use a card, right?
You're right. That is that is
the most AAF story ever.
Yes, because it's possibly the dumbest story from all the way around. Everybody involved.
Yes.
Like, why would you want Marshawn to give a speech? Like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. You know it ain't going more than 2 minutes. Wow.
His cousin is Josh Johnson, by the way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow.
$2,500 a minute? Not bad. What's your lawyer charge?
I'd take it.
In quarters, Marshawn?
At least it wasn't pennies.
It makes me question a lot, actually. Wow. I think Marshawn
did it as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know he did. This fake league wants to interview me. All right, I'll do it for $5,000, thinking they'll be like, no. And then they said yes, and he's like, oh, damn, I got to give a speech. How about I make it 2 minutes long?
You know what I bet it is? I bet it's part of that reality show. We'll see that episode come out this year.
Does he have a show?
Yeah. where it's like he's got like an internet show.
Oh,
where it's like
this
him
is a work.
Him going, yeah, him going, watch this. I'm gonna get quarters, and we're all gonna laugh about it because it's gonna be funny on there. But yeah,
those poor AAF players though.
So along those same lines, I'll get to the Duval Ford text line here in just a little bit. I am confused by the XFL. Is the XFL wanting to be a feeder league?
Why not?
They want to be, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't be a feeder league if you're going to allow marijuana.
I bet that will, like, legalization. I wonder if they've done studies yet. I mean, people will try it because of the novelty of it. But, like, has it really increased use? For people who didn't do it, like, has it really, like, opened up the doors? Like, if you don't smoke weed, you're not going to start smoking weed.
Oh, I bet it has. Because it's just easier to access.
Yeah, that's actually the point. Like, that's the point. Like a lot of times, what the draw of it is the fact that it's illegal. There's a rush that comes with it.
Nah, bro. I guarantee you it has increased usage by a ton. Because of how easy it is. Well, just look at how many of these farms have gone up.
And just culturally how it's looked at nowadays.
Yeah.
It's less of a big deal.
That's like asking about cigarettes back when they were illegal and then they made them legal. I mean, I think it absolutely has. My point is not, is it right or not? My point is not, should they test or not? My point is, you're starting a league and part of your sales pitch is, we're going to try to get you to the league, then you probably, for the most part, should follow similar rules. If you want to make the game more viewable, like for viewable players.
The next CBA, it will be. And that war is about – the lines are being drawn for that now. That will be – weed will be not – will be one of the substances that you won't get suspended.
Well, maybe so. So wait until then.
So what, the XFL said they're not going to test for that or something?
I also know that this, even if it does, you still got to test me. Like, okay, I came from the XFL. You're going to piss test me like you piss test everybody. And if I don't fail it, it doesn't matter if I came from the XFL. You can't just suspend me because I came from the XFL where
I'm
it was okay.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't understand why. Like, why would you they're saying they prefer not to test for marijuana. Why?
I mean, I just think that that's that. You know where else? They don't test for it in arena.
Oh,
and arena was putting people in the league.
But this is okay. Arena puts like one person.
No,
every
what I'm saying
years.
Like arena now, but like arena. Kurt Warner came from arena. There's like a lot some notable people who came from arena.
But you're not answering my question.
But what I'm saying is
why?
But why not? Like it doesn't like that.
What
if they were
not?
Good enough to go to the NFL, they would be in the NFL. This is not a destination league.
Bro, there were 40 guys from the defunct AAF
that got
contracts.
They got rights bought or put on the 90 man roster, which they ain't even really piss testing you right now. And what I want to know is, out of that 40, maybe probably 5 will make it. And a lot of those guys who actually got put on it already had experience of being in the league at a certain point.
Well, I'm not arguing with you on whether or not they should. My only thing is, why?
Like I don't know. Just, like that. Just I mean that out of a lot of things that they do, like that's just not that wouldn't be the biggest headache for me.
Well, it don't have to be for you.
No, I'm just saying. Like I get it. Like fine. Like I mean they're doing it. So
yeah, it's just I don't know. To me, I read that and it's like, wait.
But do you think that would stop the NFL? That's not what's stopping the NFL taking them under their wing. They look at it as competition.
Oh, I don't think the NFL looks at that anymore. I think the NFL
I think they look at any everything like that. College football, everything
well, no,
is competing with them.
Oh, I don't think they look at college football that way at all.
Mm.
I think they love college football. Kidding me? It's like
they certainly would love to have NFL
level
games
development
on Saturday.
League, for them. That
dude,
you
they got rid
fan
of
bases.
They got rid of college football on Thursday. They took over that. They don't care about college football, man.
JJ, listen.
The NFL.
Let me give you an example. James couldn't care less about Tampa. And I'm only using him as an example because I can say this for myself too. Couldn't care less about Tampa until James got there. Like that's because of their collegiate affiliation. You know how many fans every year the NFL picks up from that type of stuff? Like, look what Tebow did. Nobody could tell you who the head coach of Denver was that was a Florida fan, a casual Florida fan. You know what they did? They went out and bought every Tebow thing they could find in Denver. Like, they don't have to pay for the development. The NCAA is paying for that. I promise you, behind closed doors, the NFL, the last thing they would want to see is something happen in NCAA.
Really?
It is, absolutely. You know how much it would cost them to develop that type of training regimen for these guys?
I think the NFL would love to start showing games on Saturdays.
They would.
I mean, I understand your point, Denny, but it's competition.
College football is not going anywhere from a TV standpoint. I would watch both. I actually just got into the NFL when I had to start covering the Jags.
Yeah, I'm sure they would like to. See, I'm more of an NFL guy, but I'm sure they would like to show up on Saturdays, but I think that's probably a concession that they make. Like, okay, cool, I get a free developmental league that's, you know, pumping these guys, putting 40 pounds on them, and oh, by the way, we're getting these complete fan bases out of it as well.
Oh, if something happens to the NCAA, they have a contingency plan.
Oh, no question.
And they will swoop up and make that bread right ASAP.
But you know what else the NFL has? Is enough money that if they wanted to do something, they could. Like, if they truly wanted a minor league system, they would have one. But they've already got one for free. They don't have to pay anything for it. Yeah, so anyway, back to the XFL thing. That was just my whole thing. It's like, I don't care, whatever. Like, I don't look at somebody that smokes weed any differently than I look at somebody who don't smoke weed, unless they smoke an insane amount of weed, and every time I see them, it sounds like they can't even put together a sentence.
That would be the grade. The type of grade
whatever it is. I don't know enough about it. Like, then I am going to judge you a little bit. Just a little. But I
think, like, this even, like, it won't. Like, it, them being a feeder league won't be affected by that. Now, if they start letting people in with, like, all kinds of convictions and all kinds of other stuff, yeah, that might be a little bit different.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this XFL thing plays out now that the AAF is.
Johnny Football be the first pick.
Are they having a draft?
I don't know.
It's not even next year.
It's not?
No.
It's not 2020?
Well, it's like not next. It's not till a whole year from now. Yeah, you know, it's not,
it's
like
February,
next season,
right?
It starts. Yeah, I think it's the 8th or something like
that. Yeah, that is next. That's next year, bro.
You know, I mean, like, next season. It's still a whole year away, is what I'm saying. It's not like it doesn't start when football season starts.
But, I mean, they
got to
have a draft soon. They got to have a draft fairly soon if they're going to start in February.
Do they?
Yeah, man.
When did the AAF have their draft?
In the summer.
Damn.
Let me see.
I mean, a lot of these teams don't even have names or anything yet. How are they going to have a draft?
They don't have the names yet?
No, they're just like, there's a New York team, there's a, I think there's a, I'll look at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at, there's an XFLNewsHub.com. They got that. The premier XFL news site.
Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, did not know that, and Washington.
Are you on XFL.com?
I'm just on their Wikipedia page.
Okay, so XFL draft will take place after the NFL cutdown day of September 2nd. Quarterbacks will make more money than anyone else. Contracts are going to be in a tier system. And they are not participating in the NCAA NFL eligibility rules, so players out of college due to grades or personal issues can play. For XFL.
You want to hear the tiers? One player is allowed to get $25K to $60K a game. Three players are allowed to get $15 to $17. And the rest basically get like $5 to $10.
So it's about
that's
the minimums.
Nothing, dude.
Well, the minimums what AAF was. That's about $80,000, isn't it?
So, like, if you're a player, high level player in college, you're not going to leave for that.
No. They got to get it from the mud the first couple of years.
No, but you know what? If you got kicked out of your college,
Yes, true that.
Shout out to the homie Chris. My bad.
On a separate note, the XFL draft may be held in Gainesville.
That's what it's
what?
Looking like. That's what it's looking like.
I'm saying that because of how many players are in trouble.
Oh, I thought you literally just read something like that. I was shocked. I missed the whole joke. Damn it.
You got a 8 o'clock?
No.
Because if you don't have a 8 o'clock, I got good stuff to come up. You know what my 8 o'clock is? This quarterback list.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get into that when we come back. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. You're going to hate bad air about as much as you hate falling for a fake tweet if you don't get it addressed. Should I screenshot this because it's still on my notifications, or should I just?
It's already been screenshotted. I actually retweeted the guy who called me out. It was actually really funny.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a good time. I'm not that type of person like that that gets upset about that. So,
yeah. Anyway,
I got to be wrong eventually.
It's happened to the best of us. Loose Air Quality does environmental testing for your home or for your office. You live in Florida, you may have mold problems. It's pretty common, and mold problems can bring out all kinds of health issues. You need to get it tested. Like, seriously. You don't want to put your family through that. And then, even if you don't care about your dang family, it's going to cost you a ton of money to get fixed eventually.
And you have way bigger problems.
Right. Go to looseairquality.com. If you're a realtor, go get involved in their realtor program. You definitely want to give them a call at 904-803-1014 and see what they do for realtors, listing or selling homes. Or if you got a client looking to buy a home, make sure it's mold-free. Make sure their quality is good. That's 904-803-1014 or looseairquality.com. That's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. So saw this list today. Sporting News' Bill Bender of top 25 quarterbacks in college football. And, well, let me run down the list, and then we can give our thoughts on it. Number one, obviously, is Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence. Number two, Tua. Okay, fine. Number three, Jake Fromm, still with you. Number four, Justin Herbert. Now, this is a list of top quarterbacks in college football, not where they're projected to be drafted, okay, which is a big difference. Number five, Jalen Hurts. Kind of hard to argue that.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's pretty good.
Especially where he's at Oklahoma. Number six, Sam Ellinger. Not mad at that either. The Texas quarterback. Number seven, Ian Book. Okay. All right. Number eight, Shea Patterson at Michigan. Here's where it starts to go wrong. Number nine is Cole McDonald. You might want to give me a college for Cole McDonald.
Colorado.
Good guess. Who are you?
No. JJ, you want to take a shot at this?
Colorado State.
Hawaii.
No.
Yeah.
That's their number nine. I know he'll put up crazy numbers.
Adrian Martinez from Nebraska is 10.
The latest Martinez.
Here's where I start to get a little irritated and aggravated a little bit. You then go Justin Fields at 11, Mason Fine at 12, Kellen Mond from Texas A&M at 13, Joe Burrow? Joe freaking Burrow at 14? KJ Costello, who's actually a pretty good quarterback at Stanford. Houston's quarterback, De'Eriq King. Justin Love.
I couldn't believe that. Coming off the ACL?
Justin Love from Utah State. Bryce Perkins from Virginia. Jacob Eason from Washington. And then you get to Felipe at 20. Then you go Khalil Tate, Nathan Rourke from Ohio.
Tate.
Kelly Bryant.
Where's he at?
He's at Mizzou. Nate Stanley from Iowa and Kelvin Hopkins Jr. from Army?
They were solid last year.
Okay. Justin Fields, you got it. You guys seen throw, right?
Saw him on that fake punt?
He wasn't on the top 25?
He's 11.
He shouldn't be.
No, that's my point. He's 11.
Hype.
Like, I'll put Blackman before him right now. If you're telling me, hey, put a list. I know Blackman can throw a football. I know he can lead a team down the field. I've seen him do
Justin
it, what,
Fields is
10
still,
games?
They're still going for Justin Fields based off of his recruiting standing.
They're going for Ohio State clicks.
And Ohio, we talked about this. Was it yesterday or Monday show?
Joe Burrow? Are you going to put Joe Burrow ahead of Felipe? And, I mean.
That sounds like the guy who used to do that game show where you eat weird stuff.
Joe Rogan?
Same thing. Do they look alike?
No.
They might as well put Spencer Rattler out there, even though he's redshirting.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well. Like, Jacob Eason, I wouldn't have been mad if they put – because, again, body of work. He's got a body of work. People forgot about him because he sat out a year.
He's throwing a football in a game.
But he is throwing a football in a game. The Bryce Perkins cat from Virginia.
He's got a lot of hype right now. He's this year's Finley.
Am I wrong on this, though? He's not really a thrower at all, is he?
He's more athletic, I think.
He's like, yeah, he's not Finley.
Make sure. Let me look at this because I don't want to be Stephen A. Smith.
No, I'm pretty certain about this.
Is it the same? He played last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played against us. He sucks. Like, he's really quick. But they had to bring in, like, another quarterback to throw.
Yeah, that's what I want to.
But he's the guy that everybody is just like, he's the reason why UVA is getting hype this year.
I didn't know they were getting hype.
They are.
I like Khalil Tate, Arizona, right?
Yeah.
He's like one of those 2 a.m., the only game on guys. It's pretty exciting.
Like, De'Aaron King not coming off of an ACL injury makes sense. From Houston?
They put up crazy numbers.
But he literally tore his ACL. And the guy he put up numbers with is gone.
Is that the kid really? That was at the same school as Trask? High school?
Yes.
Okay.
He was a wide receiver. He shifted to wide receiver and then came back to quarterback when Browse.
I mean, you look at Bryce Perkins' passing numbers, they're not bad. 64% completion, 2,680 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks. That's not bad. He rushed for 923. I just remember watching him. I'm kind of like you, JJ. I remember watching him once or twice last year going, why don't they just go ahead and move this dude to slot? You know what he is? He's Kadarius Toney.
Mm.
I don't know his size. Hold on, let me see that. Oh, he's 6'3", 210. He's a good size kid. 210's though, not. That's
how tall?
6'3".
Mm.
It's a little thin, right?
A little bit.
Mason Fine? I mean. I think. Felipe is going to be fine. Felipe is going to do as good as his offensive line allows him to do. I do think that even with the bad offensive line, I do think Dan Mullen is a good enough play caller where maybe he can deal with that a little bit. But Mason Fine plays at North Texas. Mason Fine is 5'11", 185. He threw for 4,000 yards, but he plays at North Texas. So you're going to tell me that he's better than Kellen Mond. He's better than Justin Lowell. Okay. Jacob Eason. He's better than Felipe. He's better than Khalil Tate. He's better than Kelly Bryant.
Yes.
That's what this person wants me to believe, right? Would you put Jalen Hurts in the top five?
Yes.
I'd put him above Herbert.
Yeah, where was Herbert?
4.
I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback.
I don't really have a problem with this top five.
I really wish we would have figured out how to get him, even if Blackman would have transferred.
What's he lost, a total of one game in his entire career?
Yep.
It's decent.
Yeah, but bro, I mean,
his numbers
it is.
In that system at OU, though, man, like everybody does.
I'm
good.
Interested to see what he does.
Me too. I'm excited to see him.
He's an athlete.
He's not
that. Like, if he's slinging that bad boy, and you got to actually cover wide receivers, and then all of a sudden he starts saying, "You know what?
Runs right at you.
My first and second read ain't open. I'm gone." You can see
against those little Big 12 DBs and linebackers.
He cut his dreads, right?
I don't know.
That's sad.
You can see Black Tebow.
And
yeah,
he's got,
you know,
such
what?
A chip on his shoulder.
That's actually
man.
Good because I don't think he throws the ball as well as Kyler or Baker. Yeah. Dude played it right. I'll give him credit. Like
he was a professional, man.
He's a legend in Alabama forever. And if he goes over there and does well, he's gonna be a legend in Oklahoma. What in the world, JJ? What have we talked about? Hey, John.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Quincy Williams?
Yeah. I think it's a really cool story that isn't I haven't really heard about it. And I just found out he's the older brother of Quinnen Williams, the Alabama D tackle that went free to the New York Jets. They had him on. They talked about him this morning on Good Morning Football. And I thought it was pretty interesting how he went under the radar. He wasn't even invited to the combine. He was a fifth-year senior out of Murray State. They had an interview with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And they were like, yeah, he was on our radar, someone that we think, that was a great pickup. And we possibly were thinking about getting him. So I just like to let you guys know about that and, see if you have any other information about that.
Okay, appreciate it.
I swear people don't listen to the show. They just call.
But how did we mention Quincy Williams tonight?
That's what I'm saying. They don't listen. They don't care. It's their show to them. That's the mind of most callers. I'm not trying to hate on you, bro, but like it's so random.
And we've talked about Quincy Williams a ton. Like, dude's violent highlight film. Like, seriously violent highlight film.
That was, like, weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was last week.
Whatever. You know, my point
is
like,
this effing week.
You don't just call into a show.
That's awesome.
And say, this is what I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about it.
Well, he did?
He did.
That's why the producers are supposed to scream.
Dude, I put on there what he wanted to talk about. It's your choice whether you want to take him or not. Denny loves
like,
taking.
You don't get the chance to.
I do like
Denny
taking
loves
calls.
Taking these random calls.
You don't
calls.
Dictate what you what we talk about.
Okay. JJ's actually very right. I do like taking random calls.
They're funny.
I don't know why. I just do. It intrigues me.
Same. It's like, what's this guy? This guy just really wants to talk.
I thought maybe he was about to tell me like Quincy Williams has got in trouble or something with everything we've been talking about.
That would have been really bad.
We're about to break some news here.
More bad linebacker news.
Oh. Quincy Williams has opened up a potpourri shop to go along with Miles Jack's candle shop.
He's been arrested for fraud.
That's actually probably like, when you see people who are really violent, they typically have like these like these things that they help channel their energy,
yes.
Like, to calm them down, that are really weird. That are, like you wouldn't expect it. Like Mike Tyson with birds, like pigeons.
Oh yeah, that's a great example.
That's a terrible example.
Like
Tyson had a tiger.
Yeah, he did. But like you also saw him really care about really care about birds.
He loves.
Like, he was birds. Really into pigeons.
He still is.
Like you would not think that. Like okay, like if you mess with one of his pigeons, like you shoot his tiger. He'll punch you, but...
You ever seen On the Waterfront?
No.
Oh, man. You love movies. You should have seen that. But, you know, gangster guy in New York, he also obsessed with pigeons.
I hate pigeons.
Well...
I guess it's like a New York thing.
That's why these guys
you
have
know,
to,
I really can't...
There are a lot of pigeons in New York.
I hate geese.
Oh, they're the worst.
Is that the stuff that walks around
just
here
crapping?
That I almost kill?
They crap everywhere.
Everywhere.
Bro.
They just walk around and poop. Everywhere.
And then if you look at them... They get all side-eyed at you. Snap.
It's like going for a run in my neighborhood is like navigating landmines. There's just goose crap everywhere.
Goose has got good bowel movements.
Yeah, they're regular. I will say this, though, that call is good because I do want to talk a little bit of the draft when we come back. Mike Leach actually had something really interesting to say about NFL scouts and Gardner Minshew today. Did you see this, James?
No.
This is what he should have said on y'all's show. Instead of going into the 35-minute diatribe about the NFL college football playoff system, about
if you want to be paid, then you have to be willing to get picked by Southern Miss A&M.
Right.
And then you don't get to choose where you go to school at. And all this other stuff. Like, it was like, why didn't they play like the X-Files music and conspiracy theory stuff when he was there?
Because you can't do that to a guest.
I played the Pirate song, but I didn't want to get like, I didn't want to call him like Alex Jones to his face on the show.
Isn't that the same show that got Jason Lockenfona up out the paint?
You got Jason
Lockenfona. No, that's a totally different show. We don't have the same host anymore.
Ah, good point. What jerks.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who disrespects their guests?
There's a big difference
so much that they get hung up on.
There's a big difference in Mike Leach and Jason Lockenfora.
Huh? Both weird.
This is true.
You can call it whatever you want to call it. I call it reporting. You have no idea where it's coming from.
Lose my number.
I can't find that one.
If you've got a crystal ball, you could look into it, and maybe you could do the interview.
He's so angry. Yeah.
All I could think about is, what did they do to make him that mad? He was.
We were listening to that, and that James said, really so you use deductive reasoning. I'm like, oh, no.
It wasn't my fault. It's Lauren Rue's fault. She's the mastermind behind all of that.
How is it her fault? She just said nothing.
She looked at me and said,
if she told you to jump
off
the bridge,
like,
would
James.
You?
Then she did a little thing with her hands. It's like, come on, James. Speak, James. I know you have some. She treated me like my history professor in college, Dr. Jones, who I had. I took like every year, so she knew me.
Yeah.
And like, we put her hands out and told you to talk like that?
We were in a class, and like, it was something like the Aisha Curry thing that happened. And I'm in a room. I called it Bitter Black Women in America, the class. It was literally, I was like one of two men in the class.
BBWA?
And she was just like, James, so what do you think about this? Like, I don't know. I don't got no opinion, Dr. Jones. I'm good. No, you have, James, I know you. I know you have an opinion. What do you have to say? I really don't want to, Doc. I'm sorry.
I'm good.
I'm good. I don't want to do this. Like, I gotta walk out of this class.
You know what? I'm tired.
James, you're going to say it or I'm going to give you an F. Well, maybe the men that you're choosing are all bad because you keep going after guppies. If you want to go for deep, you want to get sea bass, you got to go fishing where sea bass are at. And the room erupted and I got out of there, but it was kind of the same effect.
I just remember listening to it because we were not on 5 days a week, but we had started the conversation. And I remember hearing James say that going, oh, dang it, there went not only are we not going to be on 5 days a week, we're going to get fired. And then I saw social media erupt, and then I saw Blue pile on, and it was like, okay, we're good.
And Blue, it was like being Blue is perfect. It was like Dwayne Wade throwing the alley up to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I just tossed it up there, and the Blue took it.
He brought it.
Boom! I think you make up a lot of things.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, that's James and Blue, like, just double team and late Jason Lockenfora to the point where he yelled, hey, lose my number, and hung up.
Yeah, blue checkmark gang.
Mike Leach coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
699 says, hey, those deductive reasoning shirts for sale yet? Man. We really do need to do some of this.
Like, somebody wants to help me.
What do you mean? We know a ton of people in the business.
I don't want the inventory.
Do it. I know. That's the problem.
I don't want to create. I mean, I have like logos and stuff for it.
Man, I am not wearing an MFTK shirt. I can just tell you that now. I'm not wearing a shirt with my face on it either.
There's no shirts with faces. There are MFTK shirts. There will be in orange and blue and orange and green as well as garnet and gold.
I wear a deductive reasoning shirt. Somebody brought out that I should put a graph together with Turd to Talent Index.
I like that. That's good. Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh. But like, I don't want one of them Teespring shops that where I could just like I don't want the inventory unless we do a live show or something.
Unless we can pre-sell them.
Yeah, because like that's the problem. All the people we know want the bread up front. I don't want to be holding inventory like that. We ain't slanging dope.
Agree. And I don't want cheap t-shirts. I don't like to wear
the shirts that the dude made my 36 degrees ones with. That I gotta show you. Like, I don't know if you ever that quality.
I've seen the hoodie.
Yeah, that it was like it's really light, but it's really like durable. It's like really it feels awesome.
You've washed it?
Yes.
And it's still the same size?
Mm-hmm. The only problem is, like, you know how some, like, XL is supposed to be, like, form-fitting on me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of baggy, but when it's hot, it doesn't, like, bother me as much.
Mm. I'm trying to look at the physique. We'll have to look at that.
I'm trying to get some affirmations, bruh.
Mm. I got you.
I need to be affirmed.
Aisha, huh?
I need to get my Aisha on. Mm. Feels good.
I want
that sounds terrible.
A Miles Jack candle shirt. I bet you if Miles Jack came out with a candle shirt, he'd sell more of those than he does candles.
Probably.
Candle wasn't down.
Dang. You know what? I like this guy. We just got hit up. Sam hit us up. Like Sam, didn't Sam tell us about the candles?
Yeah.
Become a intern, bro. Stop fighting it.
There's also another guy, actually, I just thought
you know,
of.
You want to come in for free every day.
Yeah.
There's another guy that free. I just thought of, actually, too. Here, I have to look him up, actually. Let me grab. There's one person that can call this show regularly and talk about nothing that we're talking about, Mark? And I'm cool with that. And it is.
Mark?
No. Jeff, what's going on?
I'm doing all right. I think that the Cowboys, I know they have to pay Dak Prescott. But I don't think it's going to end very well for them. I think that they will, and I might be wrong. I'll admit when I'm wrong. I don't think they ever get to a Super Bowl if they pay him $30 million, and they would have let Zeke Elliott walk and Amari Cooper keep Amari. Because I feel like that first year he had everything going. He had Dez Bryant. He had the running back running really well. He had a good old line. And then, you know, he went up against Aaron Rodgers. And Crosby, his name made three probably of the greatest kick ever in the Cowboys round. And I think Jameis, I would probably pay him before because he won a national title at Florida State. And thank you guys. Have a good night.
All right, my man. Mike Leach on Gardner Minshew and NFL Scouts. You said you've got the sound. Let's roll with it.
People would call me about him and they, you know, how's his arm? Well, his arm's good. Is he accurate? I mean, and I'm wondering if they're real scouts when they start asking me if he's accurate. And then, you know, how strong is his arm? And again, it's running through my mind, you know, did you really watch any film? And then, you know, his pocket presence and, you know, he's got great pocket presence. That's what he probably does best is he doesn't take negative plays. But then, they would say, how tall is he? And then, you know, like, you know, they're all set for that. And then how tall is he? I'd say, well, he's exactly as tall as the all-time leading passer in the history of the NFL, which was Drew Brees. And so then there's this long, long, long pause, just really long, you know, because, you know, scouts, you know, have the ability to scrutinize and perceive life at a much higher level than you or I and mere mortals can. And so then, I don't know, as they sifted through it, they decided he belonged on a team, and I couldn't be happier.
See, that's the Mike Leach I like.
That was interesting. Was that was with us?
No, that was on NFL Network today.
Yeah. But what,
like, why do it? Like, why do the interview? Or, like, did we not ask about Gardner Cashew?
Yeah.
Minshew.
What? Same. Mint chews, cashews, pistachios. It's all the same.
Yeah, why did he give y'all that
he
story?
He says different things in every interview.
But why didn't he give y'all that one?
I don't know. I guess we just didn't know that he hates scouts.
I was just bored. I was trying to get my coffee in. I had a late start, but I wasn't really feeling anything that day. Like, but, like, where did all, like, okay. How did NFL, like, maybe he just felt like, all right, this is the NFL, I gotta, like, I really have to perform here. Was that what it was?
Yeah, that's on TV. And it was Skype. They're showing his
best
face.
Pirate hat.
You know what I teased?
Eye patch.
You know the one thing I teased with Rick Ballew that we never got to?
What?
Which NFL, which quarterback will not get the big money long-term deal? Like, I literally teased that in Crosstalk, and we haven't even touched it. You want to?
Sure.
I mean, might as well, right? Be old news.
We sort of talked about Dak.
But that's the only one we talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even get to. I'm terrible.
Blake won't get a long-term deal.
What? Why do you say that?
Wait till he performs his ass off this year in L.A.
That would be poetic justice.
He comes in after an ACL is torn by Goff, week four.
And he is he has a tight end, wide receivers, and a running back.
And he's unstoppable.
And then he's just making things happen in L.A. And they love him.
He's dating some banging model. I can't wait. The new Blake's going to be awesome.
L.A. Blake is going to be so much better than East Coast Blake.
Hell yeah.
Well, L.A. Blake.
He's going to have hair.
He's going to have the surgery like Deion.
I love L.A. Blake. I hadn't even seen him yet.
He's going to have a bunch of 904.
That's my new favorite player, L.A.
A bunch of 904 references that are kind of subtle shots at the Jags.
Eight quarterbacks have deals coming up.
Okay.
Let me tell you the eight. Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Jared Goff.
Which one is most likely or
will they all get them?
No.
We can eliminate Marcus Mariota, right?
Exactly.
They're talking about that's what they say about him. It says Titans owner has expressed hope that Mariota will become the team's franchise quarterback. This implies, obviously, that he isn't there yet. After 4 years as a starter, there's a chance he may never be. Unless he's willing to accept something closer to the $20 million than $25 million, Mariota may not get another deal in Tennessee.
He could get outplayed by Tannehill.
Bro, if he gets if Marcus freaking Mariota gets $25 million, then the cap's not big enough.
So they picked up his fifth-year option.
I guess.
Man.
Andy Dalton, no. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. Cam Newton is interesting because here's the thing with Cam Newton. Cam Newton statistically tells you that he should be a higher paid quarterback than Dak, than a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But optics the last 2 years will tell you, are you really that? Are you sure?
But don't you think Cam's way better than Dak?
Right now? I'm not sure.
What?
Bro, Cam Newton.
Dak sucked.
Up last year.
So did Dak, though. But Cam has showed us that he can be way better than that.
Cam Newton may not have a shoulder right now.
That's true. But he's got another kid on the way, so he's motivated.
And he's got some cool hats.
And the cigar lounge that opened up in Atlanta.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Cam Newton, bro, okay. Last year, Cam Newton completed 59% of his passes, 22 touchdowns, 16 picks.
What was his rushing? More so touchdowns.
Let me see. Hold, please. Oh, this computer. Ba-da-da-da-da. What does advanced passing even mean? All right, rushing.
Okay.
Last year. 101 carries. He had 4 touchdowns.
Can't even use that as a
488.
Can't even use that.
I'm just the last couple years he just hasn't been good. I like Cam. He just really So the 2015 year when they went to the Super Bowl. He still only completed 59% of his passes. That's worse than Blake. Y'all know that, right?
No, but he went off that year. And he had the Stewart had the auto.
What do you think he had?
I'm talking about rushing.
Okay, rushing.
He had
a
lot of rushing touchdowns. The only reason I remember because he stole them from my running back in fantasy football.
Fair. Now, the very next year, 2016, He completed 52% of his passes, 19 touchdowns, 14 picks. Like, I'm telling you, the last 3 years, he has been bad.
The Super Bowl year. And I can't believe he completed so little with last year. But, like, he's never had, like, a really good wide receiver. Still doesn't, right?
Not really.
Not at all.
Well, he had Steve Smith.
That was a while ago, yeah. Man. He had, like, Kelvin Benjamins and the –
Funchess.
Devin Funchess is a world.
Funchess' claim to fame is that he runs routes with great physicality, which I've never heard anybody use that again.
He's once-in-a-lifetime talent, that's why.
Going back to defending people for no reason. Like, people really caped for her. Like, with the bat.
You really going to get off my quarterback stuff?
I'm sorry. I just thought it just bothers me. Like, some of the things that people fall on us. The sword that the hill people want to die on.
Oh, he was the most hated man in America. According to every media journalist, quote, unquote.
Oh, damn. Is he going to get a big deal or not?
No, he's not. Okay. He's going to get a deal, but not a big one. He's not getting $30 million.
But is he going to do that?
He has no choice.
Oh, fair.
It's also about the market value.
So we've eliminated Mariota. We've eliminated Cam. We've eliminated Andy Dalton. So now we're down to five.
Phillip Rivers will get an extension, but he's not going to get life-changing money.
He's going to get what Roethlisberger got, isn't he?
Roethlisberger's in the top five. He's not getting that. I don't know. What does he make now? I
mean, Roethlisberger's now the second highest paid.
He's not getting that kind of money.
No, you don't think?
No, he'll be 20-something.
Okay, so let's go to Jared Goff.
Yes.
No question.
Okay.
Carson, yes.
Carson, they have to because they let Foles go, right?
Exactly.
I don't think he
deserves it.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't done. Like, he's been hurt a lot, but because they made their decision.
Mm-hmm. They'd look like an idiot if they don't.
Unless they tank and they feel like they can get one of these quarterbacks that are available next year.
So I'm going to save Dak for a second because I have a different take on Dak than what I was talking about before. Jameis. Jameis all depends on this year, right? Mm-hmm.
But
Jameis is at that point where if he has a really good year, there's enough good in the previous years where you go, okay, he's legit. If he has a really bad year, there's enough bad in the other years where you go, I can't really commit that much to him. Like
they're not letting Jameis walk.
But whether or not he gets that long-term 28-30 mil a year.
Yeah, he might not get that, but they're not going to let him walk.
So here's the weird thing about –
I believe they let Mariota walk.
I kind of agree with you on that. Here's the weird thing about Dak. Dak's in that weird place where, like, you may be able to improve from Dak. You may be able to. But are you willing to take that chance in the most important position in football?
Jerry Jones isn't willing to take that chance. Out of all the owners or GMs or whatever, that whole phrase, dance with the lady you bring, no matter how she looks, he rides with that.
See his head coach.
Yeah, head coach, even the quarterbacks, like, they don't make a ton of changes. Yeah. When they found out they like Tony Romo, they roll with him. When he said Quincy Williams, wasn't that the former Georgia guy?
Yeah.
Like, he rolled with Quincy Williams for a few years.
It wasn't Williams.
Quincy Williams. Carter?
Carter, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, he rides so with
him. But you know what I'm saying with Dak, though? Even if you take that aspect out, like, if Dak was in Jacksonville, what would we be saying?
We'd be saying the same things we said about Blake, man.
Oh, he ain't that bad, bro.
No, he's not that bad, but he's not good.
Without a running game?
I don't know how anyone who watches the Cowboys is like, dude, we got to sign this guy to a long-term deal.
Bro, let me tell you this.
He's so average.
If he played the Jags 16 games a year, he'd...
Oh, yeah.
100 million a year.
Smoked them.
Good gosh, like the Jags
season,
made him.
Like the rookie season,
who was that white guy that was just running wide open for them?
All of them.
Yeah. What is his name?
Beasley?
Yes, yeah. Cole Beasley.
That was where it all started to go downhill, man.
That is one game where I'll say Jalen wasn't hustling. He was not trying.
Because that's what Cole Beasley does. That's what he's known for, hustling. Everybody can't hustle. You can't out-hustle a hustler.
No, he's a lunch pail guy for sure.
Dad was a coach.
First in, last out.
Good motor. decent rapper. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, out of all of these, if you're going to rank them, if you're going to rank those eight and you're going to say long-term deal, so I need the next 5 years. And the eight are Carson, Dak, Jameis, Mariota, Rivers, Dalton, Newton, and Goff. I mean, Goff is one, right? If you're going to rank those for the next 5 years? Put Jared Goff one?
Yeah.
You can make an argument. You could legitimately make an argument that Jameis is two.
Yes.
You can make that legit. You could also make a legitimate argument that Jameis is like five. But you could. I could sit here and argue with a clear conscience that Jameis Winston, over the next 5 years, could be the second best quarterback in this list.
I agree.
It's going to be interesting. Because you're talking about a big percentage of your salary cap. That's a big decision. That if you may, if it's the wrong decision, especially with somebody like Cam, if it's the wrong decision, man, you're setting your team back a long time. I like that. Gardner Blue Chew. No, we're not playing Jimmy Buffett. We're not. 5-4-8, it's not happening. Ever again. 699 says, Jeff is like the human Google of sports. He knows everything. I like his calls. It's our boy, Jeff. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap things up on the other side. I tell you the difference
between me and them. You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It's over. The rain is over in Clemson. Don't matter the recruiting classes. You can't. I'm disappointed. I thought Dabo was an intelligent man. But he fell for it. Went to Toronto and took a picture with Drake.
That's how you're supposed to roll.
They may go 0-12 next year.
Doesn't he have some type of assistant to let him know, like, nah, let's not do that?
They had to fire her when they gave him $9 million.
Make room.
What is Clemson's schedule next year?
I know they have that cupcake from the SEC.
Texas A&M?
Yeah.
They open in the ACC? Boy, ain't nothing like kicking off a brand new staff.
Ooh,
like
Georgia
going to
Tech.
Clemson.
That's what I'm talking about. Get it, Jeff.
Well, y'all barking up there at Georgia Tech. Y'all doing a lot of barking. We're going to see if there's any bite to that on 8/29.
How do they get this ACC schedule?
What do you mean? Same one as y'all's?
No.
What's different?
They got UNC. They have Wake.
Wake is in y'all's division, I thought.
Are they not? No, they are. That's right.
This is literally the same one as y'all's.
You're right. They got Charlotte.
They just don't. They only have to play us like every 4 or 5 years.
Wofford.
Wofford brings the wood, bro.
They don't want it. Like, Miami fans, like, that's the one thing that shocks me. Like, when Miami was talking about Clemson, like, when they got DJ and these guys, like, we should be afraid. Like, no, like, y'all should too. Like, you've scored 3 points in 2 meetings.
Oh, I'm definitely afraid of Clemson.
It's like 63-3.
I'll never hide that.
And it should be 63-0. Like, my man CMR said, you're not going to blank us twice.
No, we're kicking this.
Field kick goal. This field goal.
And I stood field up goal. In my house and clapped.
Field goal.
I was like, I'm not ashamed of that. Like,
this is such a proud franchise.
Hey, make sure y'all share the SoundCloud link. We I don't like
this. We haven't cracked 1,000, man.
What?
That means they're all like the last 2 days.
Man, y'all get on your horse and tell your friends about the Sports Den. We work hard in here.
891 from yesterday's show.
Man, y'all
come on. That you told me everybody liked.
Y'all come on. Share it. Tell everybody to listen, even if it's just for 10 minutes. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.